Let's begin, y'all, with Acts chapter 4, starting at verse 7. My love, anything I forgot? T-shirts? All right. While we going out and canvassing the neighborhoods, it'll be a good idea for you to wear your T-shirt so that everybody can know where we from. Amen. And if you don't have a T-shirt, or your T-shirt got holes in it, you see what I'm saying? You can order you another one in the foyer. Hallelujah. Or if it's faded and stuff like that. We don't want you to come out your, you know. It's got to be legit, man. It's got to be clean. Remember, it's for His glory. Amen. It's for His glory. That's why we dress up. We try to make ourselves look nice. It's for His glory. Amen. You don't want to come out there with all kind of stains, all and all that on your shirt. I'm all going to say, man, where we going? Fix cars? No, man. You know? And so you can order you another one out in the foyer. Amen. And make sure you're fresh. Amen. All right, let's look at Acts chapter 4, starting at verse 7. Let's see what the Lord will have for us. The Bible says, and when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Father, we thank you for your word and the clarity of it. There's so many questions out there, so many questions about life and eternity. We thank you that you didn't leave us directionless, but you left us our basic instructions before leaving earth. And in it, you have everything that we need for life and godliness. Now, Father, as we open up your scriptures, we pray you open up our hearts and open up our minds and open up our eyes, that we would give wisdom and enlightenment and understanding. We pray you do it for your glory, God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Saints of God, we've been in the book of Acts for a little while, and if the Lord don't split the eastern sky and we still have life in our body, we're going to be in Acts for a little while. Amen. And in chapter 3, hallelujah, we've been talking about Peter and John going to the temple to pray. They meet a man, hallelujah, lame from his mother's womb, laying at the beautiful gate. He's asking for a donation, and Peter and John say, we got something better than a donation. Silver and gold have we none, but what we have we're going to give unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And instantly the man was healed and began not only to walk but to leap and to praise Almighty God. We saw that the people began to, hallelujah, congregate around Peter and John. And they met Peter and John at Solomon's porch. Amen. A colonnade, a porch with beautiful marble columns, amen, perfect for preaching, as though God had built the colonnade just for that purpose. Peter begins to preach and tell them about Jesus and how they crucified him, but he rose on the third day, and that he was the Prince of Life, and that they chose a murderer before him. But he told them that all of that could be forgiven if they would repent, amen, and turn to Christ and believe on him, and all of their sins could be blotted out. In chapter 4, while Peter and John were preaching at the colonnade, amen, the elders of Israel, who we call the Sadducees, came upon them and laid hands on them. And laid hands not in a good sense to pray for them, but laid hands to hurt them, amen. They apprehended them, took them in custody, arrested them and brought them to jail, amen. The next morning, Peter and John wake up, and they in the midst of the Sanhedrin, which would be the 70 plus 1. All the leaders of Israel, the Pharisees, Sadducees, all of the elders, all of the who's who, amen. And Peter and John standing in the middle of this circular table, amen, with all the elders of Israel looking at them. And they ask Peter and John a question. They say, by what power and by what name have ye done this thing? And it was a setup from heaven, amen? You couldn't put him in a more perfect situation, neither could you ask him a better question. And so we talked about by what power last week. We did a little series, by what power. And we talked about the word power, which was dunamis, miracle power. We talked about the Holy Ghost and being filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's where the power comes from, if you remember. Hallelujah. And it's important. Amen. Because if you're going to do anything for God, you got to have the Holy Ghost in you. But not only be sealed with the Holy Ghost, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Because God has the power. But the instrument, the agent to bring the power to us is the Holy Spirit. And so we talked about the fillability requirements. We talked about how to be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you missed that, hallelujah, you want to check that out, get that on CD, or even go online. Amen. This morning, we want to pick up in verse 7. And the title of this message is, by what name? Somebody say, by what name? And it's the second question that they ask Peter and John. They say, by what power? And then secondly, they say, by what name? And so we'll have 2 points. And depending how it goes, amen, will depend if we get to the 2 points or not. Amen. And so I'm going to have to leave a little time for us to baptize and do what we have to do. Amen. But we might be able to do the 2 points. Our 2 points would be as followed. The name of Jesus and none other name. None other name. And y'all know you say, Pastor, that's not grammatically excellent. You should say no other name. No. I won't do it like the Bible said. None other name. You see what I'm saying? And so that's our 2 points for this morning. If you read it with me, amen, put on your seatbelt. Hallelujah. Go ahead, click it on with me. Go ahead, click it on. All right? And we're going to start off. That was a good seatbelt, Ms. Denise. You reach high for that seatbelt. Hallelujah. We're going to start off with point number one. Somebody say the name of Jesus. That's right. That's right. The Bible says in verse 7, and when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Amen. And they're just asking, what name did this happen through? And in verse 9, amen, I love what Peter says. He says, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole. And we can just pause right there. Peter is trying to tell him, listen, that word examine is important. Peter say, if we this day be examined, you know, that word examine in the Greek means to be interrogated. They bring you in and they interrogate you. And some of y'all done been interrogated before. You understand what I'm saying? They bring you downtown. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They try to trap you up. They try to trick you, try to get you to tell on yourself or tell on your friends and stuff like that. But most of the time when you're being interrogated, because you've done something wrong or they think you've done something wrong. And Peter is saying, if we this day be interrogated for a good deed, all they did was heal a man. All they did was give a man the ability to walk who never walked before in his life. This is a man born impotent, born paralyzed, born lame. He would watch people walk by and wish, since he was a young boy, wish since he was 4, he could walk and run like the other kids. Finally, amen, this man, hallelujah, being in his 30s or 40s, finally, this man get the dream that he'd been having. He could walk, amen. And Peter's asking, listen, why are we being interrogated for the good deed that's done to this impotent man? Why in the world y'all have us up here? And God gave us a revelation, me and the little wife while we was talking. You know? Because sometimes that's the way the world can treat Christians, Miss Howell. All we want is good for everybody. All we want is everybody to know Jesus. All we want is everybody to be saved. All we want is everybody to live the abundant life. You know what I'm saying? They might not understand, but we understand because we've been in the world. We've been married without Jesus. We've been, hallelujah, single without Jesus. We've been in the club without Jesus. We've been on the drug without Jesus. We know how that's like to be without Jesus. And all we want people to hear about, to know, and to come in relationship with is Jesus. That's all we want. That's all we want. That's all we want. And sometimes they treat us bad for that. They interrogate us. They interview us. They talk about us. You know? Why are you going to do that if all we want is good for you? Some of y'all family members talk about y'all now, even this morning. Look at them getting dressed. Where they going? You know what I'm saying? Talk about you up and down. Lie about you. Like they lie about me. And all you want to do is go to church. All you want to do is come to Bible study. All you want to do is read your Bible and pray. I want to ask you a question. Did they talk about you while you was doing wrong like that? While you were strung out on drugs? They didn't talk about you as bad as they talk about you now. When you had the alcoholic problem? When you was running around on the wife or on the husband? So why in the world are you going to talk about us now? When we're trying to do a good thing. And you didn't talk about us like that when we was doing a bad thing. That's how you could tell God is real, saints. And that's how you could tell that it's a spiritual battle. You know what I'm saying? They're more mad at you for serving him than when you were serving the devil. You with me so far? It should teach us something about who in control of this present age. If you don't believe in God, amen, all you got to do is look closely at how the world is going and how people treat him and treat his name and treat his ways. And you're going to know, amen, that there's an almighty God. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Peter said, why are we being interrogated, man? And all we want to do is good. Look at verse 10. Be it known unto you all, but just in case. You think I'm not going to answer your question, Peter said. You want to know about what name? Peter said, be it known unto you all up in here. Don't that sound like a brother? I'm telling all of y'all to y'all face. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised up from the dead, even by him, his name, doth this man stand before you whole, healed, and healthy, and running and walking and jumping and leaping. You want to know what name? It's the name of Jesus. You see? I love this, the name of Jesus. You see? And Peter is telling them, listen, it's not only the power of the Holy Ghost you need, saints. It's not only the power of the Holy Ghost that do great things in our life. I'm going to give you another weapon this morning. A weapon that the devil is terrified of. A weapon that make him tremble even, hallelujah, as we speak this morning. Amen. He got me trying to leave my mic at home. Got the emails messing up. Can't get in touch with Brent because he don't want me to give you this weapon right here. Because I'm about to armor you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I done messed around and filled you up with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Last week, and now I'm going to put some bullets in you. Woo! I'm telling you here. Hey, God. He don't want that this morning. You see, because to be filled up is another thing. It filled up is one thing, but to have this weapon that I'm going to give you, amen, this morning, is a whole nother category. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, I'm about to put something in your hand. I'm about to put something in your hand this morning. That if you learn how to use this thing, you shouldn't have no more trouble, hallelujah, with that old devil. Now, he's going to come upon you, but you're going to have something to put it on him with. Yeah. You're going to be armed and dangerous before this is done with. Armed and dangerous. Amen. I'm talking about the name of Jesus. I'm talking about the name of Jesus. I'm talking about the name of Jesus. You see, the church has forgotten about the name. The church has forgotten about the name. A lot of the times in church, we can get into the routine of doing things. We get into the routine of praying, and after we pray, we just kind of say it as a period, as a salutation, a valediction on a letter. You know, after at the end of the letter, you put sincerely. Now, you know you wasn't sincere. But we just put things, amen. We go through the routine of things. Anybody hear me up in here? And a lot of times we pray, amen, and we just in Jesus' name. You see? But we don't know what we're really saying when we say that. We don't know the meaning of that. We don't know the power of that. And we don't know the awesome privilege and right that we have been given to say that wonderful name. So we're going to honor you today. Amen. This is going to be a concealed carry class this morning. Because I'm going to give you something you can conceal, amen, and that you can carry. But when trouble starts, ow, put it on him. You see, the church for the most part has lost faith in the name. And I'm going to talk about my first sub point. Let's look at the meaning of the name of Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Not just the name of Jesus, but we want to look at the meaning. Amen. The meaning. And remember, like I said, they tied up Brent this morning. I sent an email way yesterday for this message. And you know the prince of the power there can come and mess some things up. Amen. So if some things don't be right on that, don't worry about it. We're working on it. Amen. But point A is going to be the meaning of saying the name of Jesus. The meaning. You see? And so let's look at it. Now, we have forgotten what the phrase in the name of Jesus means. But the devil ain't forgotten. And the world has not forgotten. You see? We can tell that the devil has not forgotten because, amen, this is one name that they try to take out the public square. You with me so far? This is one name they try to take out the public square. And I want to tell you, by the way, I'm receiving mail. They not only try to take his name out the public square, but it's one of the only names out of all the religions that they use in curse words to try to defile. You see, they don't curse with Muhammad or with Allah or with Joseph Smith or with this one or with that one, no. They train us up. People that's not even Christian blaspheme the name of the Lord. Now listen to me. I'm trying to get your eyes so you can see something. You see, the devil not going to blaspheme his own name or any of the false things that he's trying to do. He want to blaspheme what's real. He want to put in the curse word what's real. And that's how you can know that the name of Jesus is real. You know what I'm saying? Because, hallelujah, the devil want to defile the name. He want to dirty the name. And it's all in an attempt to rob the glory, the majesty, and the power of the name. You know what I'm saying? One of the things that he'll often do is, in the public sector, is try to outlaw the name from being used. Yeah. Or fire people for using the name. Or saying you can't pray with the name. Anybody hear me up in here? Yeah. That's the new thing going on. And I got some pics, amen, that I sent Brent. But if it don't come up, it's okay. Just pretend with me. The Navy chaplains in the armed forces. The chaplains in the armed forces. They done told them, amen. Y'all can pray, but y'all can't say that name. Y'all can't say that name. Yeah. Y'all could pray, but y'all can't say that name after y'all pray. See, because the world, amen, is demonically run. And every time you're in a situation and you say that name, woo, them devils, devil get upset. That fallen angel don't like that name. Because that name remind him of a day that's going to come. When at that name, every knee gonna bow and every tongue gonna confess to the glory of God the Father. So he tried his best not to make that name be said. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Look at that. I just wanted to bring it to you. Hallelujah. Military chaplains told to shy from Jesus, from saying the name Jesus. Let me give you another one. Hallelujah. NASA. Amen. That whatever that is, space agency. Them boy be in Honolulu. They ain't going nowhere. NASA? Look what NASA said about the name of Jesus. NASA now banning the word Jesus. Can't say it in their agencies. Well, Pastor, we used to like astronauts. But who they working for? So in our military, in NASA, that's all. We're going to move on. Y'all ain't ready for nothing now. TV, Duck Dynasty. You know that guy that play that? All right. Now, he a Christian. He say some. He say all kind of stuff. I don't agree with everything he say. But I agree with this. During the show, they would show them praying and saying grace or praying in the morning. The producers of the show come to him and say, we all right with y'all praying. That's what they told him. Chris, we all right with y'all praying. But as long as y'all don't say at the end of y'all prayer, in Jesus' name. Brother Phil say they was beeping him, beeping his show. They would be talking and it would beep, beep. He said, what y'all beeping our show? We don't even curse for. No, that's when y'all say the name Jesus. That's why we beeping it. I'm trying to tell you the devils know the name. They beep his name like it's a curse word. I don't want you to ever fall into this thing that's going on. Listen, let me show you another one. A pastor was buying ads, amen, on billboards or bus stops in Colorado. Hallelujah. Oh, that's another one, Brent. Let's Navy chaplain, don't pray in the name of Jesus. I'm telling y'all real stuff. Come on, go to the next one, Brent, if you have it ready. This preacher was buying up space and just putting the name Jesus on stuff. Not only don't want you to say it, but they don't want to see it. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody that's possessed, oppressed, obsessed, hallelujah, with the devil, will be riding by and see the name. Just say the name in their head, get delivered. You know what I'm saying? So they don't even want the name written down. The city come up to them and say, listen, you can't advertise like that no more. Now you mean to tell me I can put men and women with barely any clothes on? I can put beer, I can put alcohol that destroy families, make alcoholics. I can put everything that's not good on there. Devil worship signs, subliminal mess. I can put all of that on there. But I can't put the one name that'll set people's souls free. I don't understand it. Do you understand it? Mike, it's a spiritual battle. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, no, y'all. Oh, God, open our eyes up in here, God. Open our eyes, God. But principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, fallen angels, that's really pulling the strings behind the scenes. Ooh, woo! I'm just trying to tell you what the Bible says. The prince of the power of the air, the God of this age, the fallen one, Lucifer, the Diablo, the devil, sitting down, hallelujah, where you can't see him, the dragon, controlling all the styles, the trends, the music, the dress, the movies, controlling it all, only putting out what's going to propagate his agenda. And you ain't going to get famous in his system unless you sell your soul to him and you want to hear. Woo! You know what I'm saying? But even our entertainers waking up and saying, nah, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Come on, give God some glory. All right. Now, I was watching the conventions, the Democratic National Convention. I was watching some of that and some of the Republican. I don't really care what they do because it's all the same stuff. The dragon behind both of those too. You don't know what kind of enemy you got, man. You see? Now, I'm watching it, and I had some clips for y'all, but we're not going to do the clips. Let's pretend. All right? I'm watching a Democratic convention, and almost every prayer that was prayed, ain't nobody said the name Jesus. And I was going to do it for y'all. I was going to do just the last part of everybody that prayed. And they say, let us all be unified. Amen. You know? Or they say, and let us all grow together and be strong again. Amen. Now, one lady, a Hebrew lady, she got bold. She this is the closest they came. And it's in your mighty name we pray. But whose name? Whose name? I want to hear the name. Say the name. You got to watch it, y'all, because listen, hallelujah, and they get up there. One of the preachers got up there and he say, God, we pray to the God of many names. You see, you got to watch that, Brother Nolan. You got to watch that. You see what I'm saying? Because you see, when you say the name, you know what I'm saying? When they just say God, they could be talking about anybody, yo. Don't fall into that. And don't fall into praying and not using the name. Don't do that. You see? Somebody say Jesus up in here.
Jesus.
Come on, one more time for the devil. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on, one more time for your children. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
One more time for your marriage. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
One more time for pastor. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's the name they don't want you to say. They don't want you to say the name. Now listen, even in the newer translations of the Bible, every translation that come out, they use the name Jesus less and less. Pastor, what you're saying is the Bible. Yeah, but you got to understand who behind the publications and the money that people that's putting these things on. I told you they call him the one. You know what I'm saying? You know him, the one. No. Say the man name. Say the man name. You see? Say Jesus. And I don't mind if you use his Hebrew, if you use Yahshua. I don't mind if you use Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind that. Because all those names are synonymous and God hear all those names. Remember, his onama is what he really after. You know? But they getting so sporty, they ain't saying none of the names. Because all of them got power. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. All right, let's talk about the meaning for a second. In the name of Jesus. Now, the phrase in the name of Jesus means this: in the person of Jesus, representing Jesus. So when you pray in the name of Jesus, this is what you're saying. You're saying, Lord, I'm asking for this healing as a representative of Jesus. I'm asking this healing in the person of Jesus. I'm asking this healing just as Jesus himself was asking for it. Ooh, you got to hear me up in here. You got to hear me up in here. That's what it means when you say in the name of Jesus. Minister Phil, we have lost faith in the name because we have lost the meaning of the name. You understand what I'm saying? You can't believe in something you don't know. You got to know what it means first before you could believe in it. And when you say in the name of Jesus, you are telling the world, the devil, you're telling sickness, you're telling bondage, oppression, and addiction that I'm not here on my own accord. It might look like me up here, but it ain't me. When you look at me, see who the power behind me. I am here as a representative in the representative position, the representative place of no other than Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yahshua HaMashiach. That's who I'm. Oh, God have mercy. Ow! It's like my little boy. Amen. When my girl's doing something. Now, he's not strong enough to take anything from him yet. He could just want it. He could just, you know, just be rascal till he get it. But if Grace don't want to give it to him, he ain't getting it from Grace. She's stronger than him. She's faster than him. Hallelujah. Annalise is going to be a wrestling match. But you know what I'm saying? But she could still keep it from him. All right? But sometimes he come on the other side. And he tell on him. And when I could make out the language, Daddy, my car. All right. We got something to work with. Annalise done got his hand on it, got a hand on his car. And this is what I do, or what mom can do. You go tell Annalise. Daddy said. You understand what? It ain't your authority no more. You go tell Grace that mama said. All right? So he, now after you tell him that, oh, he step out the room. Why? Because he got authority now. He got authority now. He got authority now where his own strength couldn't do it for him. Now he got authority. The Greek word for that is exousia. Exousia. I've given you exousia over all the power of the adversary. I've given you authority over all the power of the adversary. Now, you might not have the strength that he have, and you might not be able to take back your kids yourself and take back your marriage yourself and take back your job yourself. You might not be able to do it yourself, but all you got to do is run in there and tell daddy about it. And when daddy say, you go tell that stinky devil, you... Now you got exousia, you with me? And you run back after that devil and you say, devil, in the name of, hey, God have mercy. Woo! It's about authority. It's about exousia. It ain't got nothing to do with you and how much you weigh. And whether you can box or kick or scream, it ain't got nothing about how loud you can say it. Don't even matter nothing about how much scripture you know. Don't matter about how long you've been saved. Don't. Listen, he can barely talk. He going there, hey, blah, 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 daddy. Call. Okay. Yeah. Because even though they can't make out everything, they heard a couple of things. They heard daddy and they heard the call. And sometimes you might be so young in the faith that the devil can't make out nothing you say. But it's one or two things he make out. Jesus, woo! And set me free. The meaning. You see, we've lost the meaning. We've lost the meaning. And I wonder, hallelujah, if sometimes when you pray or when you go to bind or when you go to loose or when you go to run that devil out, if sometimes when you pray, you may need to change it up. You may need to say, devil as a representative of Jesus Christ. Devil as an ambassador of Jesus, as a son of Jesus, as a daughter. Don't you dare look at me and see me. I'm in my bathrobe. I don't look too tough. But look at the one behind me. Look at the one behind me. You see, because after I tell Omar that and he go, and if I still hear there's no resolution, then I come out the room. You understand? I'm walking there and he talking, hallelujah, and I walk up behind him, all right? And hallelujah, they might not have been budging before, amen, but when they see me come out the room, amen, he don't know what's behind him. He looking at, and all of a sudden he get what he want, and everybody like, and he like, boy, I'm bad, bro, I must be getting bit. No, it ain't you, dog. It's the one behind you. It's the one behind you. Hey, God. Woo! Can I tell you that Jesus is behind you this morning? He's behind you this morning. And ain't no devil, how stubborn he is, gonna ever play with that name, Jesus. Come on, give the Lord some glory. Amen. Give him some glory. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. And back in the day, a royal messenger would come in the name of the king. And that's why, since the Bible is written in the Elizabethan language, in the King James, it takes for granted that we would understand a time when monarchies would reign, when kings and queens would reign. And it was easy to understand when a herald was coming in the name of the king. But in this democratic world in which we live in, we have forgotten, amen, the language of the kingdom. Anybody hear me up here? We've forgotten the language of the kingdom. And so, listen, bringing it real to you, you know how when the messengers for David went to Hanan, the king of Ammon, all right? They went not in their own name. They went in the name of David. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about Bible study. And those that don't come to Bible study yet, y'all go ahead and meet us Tuesday, 7 p.m. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, when the messengers went, hey, God, you got to be careful how you treat a representative of the king. Woo! Because the representative of the king, however you treat them, is the way you treat the king. You see, And you see, the church has forgotten about that. He can't do anything to you like that. Because he that touches you touches the apple of his eye. So you out here scared. You out here thinking that, hey, you're a representative, dog. You're an ambassador. Do you know how ambassadors roll when they go to another country? They have ambassador immunity. You can't even touch me because I don't belong to this kingdom. And if you touch me wrong, you just hadn't just, I just look like a real person yet, but I just look like a person, but I'm actually a whole kingdom. I'm a whole kingdom because when you touch me, you touch the whole kingdom that I represent. Now, oh, I'm about to help somebody up in here. When the devil touch you, hey, he touch a whole kingdom. He touched 2/3 of the angels that were successful in defeating him. He touched Michael. He touched Gabriel. He touched all them other boys that jumped him and got him out of heaven. And listen, that's too much to touch. Hey, just touching you would be touching the rest of the angels. That's too much to touch. But that's not all he touched when he touched you. He not only touched the angels, but he touched the Holy Ghost. He touched the Son. And he touched the Father. He touched the King of Kings when he touched you. And if he touched you without permission, amen, the Lord gonna wake up. Who touched me? You understand what I'm saying? Pastor, that don't make no sense. You don't remember what he told Saul? He said, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, who are you, Lord? I ain't never touched you. No. When you touch my people. Woo! You see what I'm saying? The meaning of in the name of Jesus, you see? Now, we have a legal instrument that describes this relationship to the T. We was just talking about it the other day. It brought it to my mind, actually. We call it a POA. It's a power of attorney. A power of attorney describes this relationship to the T that we have with our Lord. With that power of attorney, it is an authorization given by one person, permitting another person to act on his behalf. You see, when I send Omar on the other side, I'm giving him a limited power of attorney. Now, he can't do anything. Now, you got to watch him, too, because mama said, daddy said, hey, boy, hey. We ain't say all that. Don't. That ain't no blank check. It's a limited power of attorney. He turned into unlimited. Y'all pray for him. He too. We still working on him. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, hallelujah. The power of attorney is the legal authority to act on the behalf of another. You see? Like I was telling you, there's the limited power of attorney. And then you got the unlimited one. Now, I want you to guess which type of power of attorney the Lord Jesus gave you. He gave you the unlimited kind. He gave you the unlimited kind. Look what he tell you in the book of John. In John, hallelujah, 16:23. I love this. In John 16:23, look what the Bible says. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever. Somebody say whatsoever. Whatsoever. That's that unlimited. He never gave us just this. It's unlimited. Now it's unlimited, hallelujah, it's unlimited. And I'm going to tell you about how it is, all right? Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. That's that power of attorney right there. In my name. In my name. In my person, representing me. You see, a lot of y'all, when y'all say in the name of Jesus, you're not grasping the full meaning behind that. When we say in the name of Jesus, we tell him the Father, I'm praying for this house, this car, for this thing, for this deliverance. But I'm praying it as a representative of Jesus. I'm praying it as if Jesus was praying it himself. Do you see the difference here? You see, because when you pray, your faith is messed up because you think that you're asking on your merit and on your accord, on your holiness. And you can't expect nothing from God with that. We don't come in our own name, because if we did, none of us would be able to get in. You hear me, Miss Parker? You see, the prayer warriors know that can move heaven, that can really move heaven. I'm not even coming on my own accord. I'm coming in the name of Jesus. I'm coming asking you like Jesus. I'm trying my best. Yeah, my love. This is not me asking, no. It's Jesus asking. Now it's going to boost your faith, because you should always ask yourself the question this. If Jesus asked the Father for this, would the Father give it to him? Oh, Cole, I see you locking in. I see you locking in, Cole. Whatever you're praying for, ask yourself this question. If Jesus asked the Father for it, would the Father give it to him? That changes everything about your prayer life. When you go to lay hands on somebody, when you go to cast out a devil somebody, when you go to pray for that child, you say, Lord, if Jesus was asking you for it, I know you would do it. Now, I'm coming to you in the, hey, God, I'm trying hard. Did y'all get that one? Did y'all get that one? We come in. That's why Jesus say, whatsoever you ask. Now, here's the caveat. As we look at it, amen. Hallelujah. Let's see. All right. Yeah. In verse 24, he says, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. All right? Now, if you're asking for something that's not going to ultimately lead to your joy, but you're asking for something that's going to hurt you, he ain't going to do it in Jesus' name. We got to tie into that, the sovereignty of God, and that sometimes God will say no when it's for our best interest. Now, remember, when God say no, you're going to come there, I want this house in Jesus' name. That prayer going to get up there, and Jesus going to change it. She really mean this house. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And so it's unlimited, but it's limited. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. Somebody say, in the person of Jesus, as a representative of Jesus. Yeah. That's how you pray. Let's move to our B sub point. Did that help anybody out a little bit? Amen. Because that's how Peter came, man. That's how Peter came. They understood the kingdom language. That's why Peter understood when Jesus says, the works that I do shall you do also. And greater works than these shall you do. You see? Because you standing as my representative. You see what I'm saying? But the Lord did something great when he died on the cross and was buried in the grave, and he rose the third day and he ascended into heaven. He did something great. You see, while he was here, there was only one Jesus. There's only one healer. One person that can actually be the hands and the feet of the kingdom. But his job when he came was to multiply himself. You see what I'm saying? You see, a seed, as long as it remain a seed, remain abided alone and by itself. And somebody catching a revelation. But when the seed dies unto itself and the seed is buried, after a while, the seed will rise and produce fruit. Amen. And it's no longer one seed no more, but all kind of seeds come out of it. I just gave you the mystery of the kingdom, the mystery of the gospel. Amen. Jesus came as a healer, but he came and he died. Amen. To multiply himself. Hallelujah. He came as the only begotten son. With the mission of making many sons and daughters. Hey, God. That's why the Bible says that you were joint heir with Christ. You were. The rights that he have, the things that he do, you can do also. That's why he's given you his name. You see? His name. Oh, God have mercy. Yeah. Get the CD. Listen to it twice. Before you go lay hands and pray or do anything. It's hallelujah. He did a great thing. And now from that one seed, look at all them. Look at all these hands and feet of Jesus that can go and move. And don't just look at this church, all around the world this morning. It's sons and daughters and fruit that came from this one seed. All able, if they would just remember the power of the name, if they would just be filled with the Holy Ghost like he was, all able to do the things that he did. I'm here to activate the church again this morning. I'm here to tell the church it's time to wake up and stop being like the world and get back to being like Jesus. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. Now listen, let's talk about the power, because we don't have all day, because we gotta bring some people to the water. But let's talk about the power for a second. Amen. And you see, while we're talking about the water, amen, you gotta understand, baptism is a sign of you being in Christ. You see? It's a ceremony that shows the world that you are in Christos. All right? When a woman and a man get married, they have a ceremony. At that ceremony, some things are said. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, it's a public display of a union. Baptism is the same thing. That's why it's so important. It's a public display of a union, of a relationship. Now catch me on this one. At the marriage, the woman leaves her old name and takes the name of her husband. Oh, you got to be with me now. All right. Now, when she take his name, she got certain rights to use his name. Listen, Miss Tebow can go places and do things. Not in her name, Daniel, but in the name of her husband. Come on, somebody. She could, you understand, Chris? She'll walk up there and it'd be Miss Tebow. You understand what I'm saying? Patrice know what I'm talking about. There's certain privileges that are near to the benefit of the woman of God when she get her husband's name. Some of y'all saying, I ain't got no benefits from that Negro name. That Negro made my credit bad. Just wait a while. Joy coming in the morning. Amen. Just wait a while. Just wait a while. Don't trade that Negro in. Just wait a while. He that cometh bearing precious seed shall certainly reap a harvest. Amen. If they tarry. It's going to come to pass. Just wait. Have faith. Begin to speak Jesus' name over him. Amen. But the moral of the story is that baptism is a marriage ceremony. Where you publicly tell the world, the devil, and everybody else, I'm not just living under my name no more. That's why we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And I baptize you in the name of Jesus. Because you go down one name, but you come up, ooh, another name. Now, hey, God, we can. My goodness, you come up with his name. That's why it's important. Some of y'all ain't been baptized yet. You're not even really wearing his name. You got to come to the water. You know what I'm saying? Pastor, I didn't bring my clothes. Go home wet. You understand what I'm saying? All right. Let's talk about the power of the name. Come on. I'm just speaking from the Holy Ghost right here. All right? We talked about the meaning. Now you understand the meaning. Let's talk about the power. How many people know there's power in the name of Jesus? Anybody know? Hallelujah! That's power. All right? Let me give you some things that the name can do for us. The first thing the name can do for us is safety. Somebody say safety. There's safety in the name. I love how the Proverbs say it in Proverbs 18:10. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run it into it and is safe. Back in the day when an invading army would come or marauders or whatnot, amen, you couldn't stay in your house because they burned that down right quick. But sometimes you can get away from the enemy's sword and the arrow by running up a strong tower. And they couldn't touch you, baby. You'd be like MC Hammer up there. You can't touch this. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. You can run up his name. Hallelujah. The righteous run into it and are safe. And when it says and are safe, it means that they are lifted up from danger. I need you to get the picture that whenever you call the name Jesus, that you are actually being lifted up from danger, that you're running up a strong tower. A fortified building, amen, something that the devil can't touch. The righteous run into it and are safe. And you have no idea how many people throughout history who have called on the name of Jesus in dangerous situations. And as fast as they could say it, the situation changes. Anybody hear me up in here? Listen, I'm talking about car accidents. I done read some testimonies where the 18-wheeler jackknife and the trailer is coming towards them. And there's nothing that they can do. There's a cliff on that side, a mountain on that side. I guess we're going to have to say a quick prayer, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But somebody got the wherewithal to holler out in the car and just say, Jesus! And the testimony say, in the snow coming down, the trailer just straightened up. And everybody just pass on by waving, and nobody even stopped. Just Jesus got it. Just drive on by. I know they got some saints in here that done cried out the name, and the name has been a strong tower to you. Has been a strong tower. Listen, man, there's some testimonies, man. You can just go on the computer and Google it. Amen. Hallelujah. About safety in the name of Jesus. I was going to show y'all some videos, but it would have been too long. There was one, a Christian woman in her store. She owned a store. That dude come out there with a gun in the store. She trying to sell something, hallelujah, to a patron that came in. Glory to God. This dude come in with a gun and a mask, hit on the con and say, give me all the money. In the video, this woman, I'm talking about, listen, she take a step like this, he pointing the gun, and she point her finger at him. And he kind of looked like that, like, what is she pointing at? It's her finger. Oh, but the real weapon is about to come right now. So she look. I'm telling you. Mr. Phil, when I saw that, she did, in the name of Jesus, get out of my store. And the dude looked at him, and he shook it off. He said, give me that money, woman. She looked at him again. Oh, you ain't heard the first time? In the name of, get out of my store. I'm talking about, look, trying to get close to him. The dude began to back up. So she keeps saying, in Jesus' name. And he back up. He turn around. He leave the store. She come out from behind the counter. I want to chase him. Look. I'm nervous in the video, woman. All right, it worked now. Settle down. You told him, get out the store. Don't follow the man outside. You know? Now listen. Am I saying that all of y'all should become Jesus crime fighters and go out in the street at night with a mask and begin to fight crime? No. Don't tempt the Lord like that. But what I am saying, if you ain't got nothing around you and you, the enemy done came in like a flood against you and you were backed up in a corner, look around, you got one weapon on you. You might not have 357, 38, 9mm, but you got J-E-S-U-S. That woman say, in the name of Jesus. And there's many stories like that. There's another story of a family having a jewelry party, Miss Chantel. And they out there, they got all their jewelry. And I guess a guy must have knew about it. He run up in the house, Miss Owen, with the gun. And boy, he start, listen, I mean, he start cutting up in there, you know. And he said, give me all the money and give me all the gold. The woman in the house stood up. She said, get out of my house right now in Jesus' name. That dude said, woman, you think I'm clowning? I shoot all of y'all up in here. She began to say, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. As a representative of Jesus, in the person of Jesus. It ain't me, in Jesus' name. The whole jewelry party starts saying, in Jesus' name. So he in there, he get nervous. It made the news. I would have played the clip for you, but you can go research that out there. We're live at WZB. In Jesus' name. Now, once again, don't you go out there with a cape on, with a big J on your chest. Leave the crime fighting to my brother and all the other law enforcement officers. But I'm saying, in emergency situations, you don't ever want to tempt the Lord. You won't go out there picking for trouble to see if something's going to work. Jumping off of a cliff to see if he's going to grab you. You said you dash, get, not let my foot dash a stone. Hallelujah. That's the type of stuff the devil play with your head to do. You know? That's how he tempted Jesus. Throw yourself off of the temple, off the mountain, if you the son of God. Didn't he say, thou shalt not tempt the Lord, thy God. This stuff ain't for hocus pocus, man. This stuff ain't abracadabra, man. This is stuff when you're in a situation, I'm standing in the need of prayer. That's when you use it. And when you use it, hey, listen. It's just like a concealed. You don't ever pull out your gun to play. Why you gonna pull out the name of Jesus to play? You see what I'm saying? You see? No. You use it when you have to use it. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. Woo, that's power in the name of Jesus. Not only that, there's deliverance in the name of Jesus. I love what they say in Mark 16, verse 17. And that was our Lord saying this. And we got scriptures that can corroborate this because some people trip out about this scripture in Mark 16:17. But it's in the context of the whole Bible. You know, he says the same thing in Luke 10:17. But let's just read it. Look what it says. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall what? They shall cast out devils. You see what I'm saying? That's the deliverance aspect of this name. This name puts the devil on the run. And this is the reason why I believe, amen, that a lot of those assailants, the armed robbers and the rapists and the murderers, when those people come up there and they say, in the name of Jesus, it's not the person that run, no. And sometimes it's that devil that's behind that person, making them do different things. Listen, they got some testimonies out there, man. Where the man is about to kill the woman and she's starting Jesus and praying. Boy, sit down, and I'm talking about a serial killer. Sit down, and can we read the Bible together? Then broke in the woman's apartment, leave the apartment and everything. Nobody get home. Deliverance. The name of Jesus, hallelujah, affects the spiritual world. It affects the spiritual world. The world we can't see. And the occupants of that unseen world, they hear that name. Yeah, they hear it. They hear it. That's why they don't want you to say it. Sometimes my wife just walked through the store. She'd be, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I catch her sometimes. She'd just, Jesus, Jesus. I'd be like, what's wrong with you? Jesus, Jesus. She's just trying to clear up the atmosphere. So if you see her do it, ain't nothing wrong with her. No, she's just trying to clear the atmosphere. Jesus, 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 Jesus. It's what she do sometimes. You know what I'm saying? That name, it's a deliverance. And he said, my name, hallelujah, shall they cast out. That cast out means to drive out. When you drive something out, it's you overcome it with a greater power. You drive it out. You push it out. You know what I'm saying? You evict it. You exercise. You understand what I'm saying? You drive it out. Meaning that, hallelujah, it don't have to want to go. Ooh! It don't have to want to go. Hallelujah. Let me get hood for a second. It's got to go. You understand? It don't. It has to go. You know what I'm saying. All right? And there's some that don't believe in the spiritual world and spiritual wickedness. I'm here to tell you, if you believe in a God, our God tells you to believe that there is a devil. You know what I'm saying? If you believe in good angels, our Bible tells us you better believe that they are fallen, rogue, wicked angels as well. You understand what I'm saying? And these angels, amen, they work for that devil. And their job is to undo everything God is trying to do. Everything God trying to make good, they trying to ungood the good. You with me so far? They trying to mess up everything God trying to do. So whatever's good in your life, they coming to tear it up. They coming to tear up your marriage, tear up your children, tear up your health, your body, your mind, everything. And that's the things that they do, is spiritual wickedness in heavenly or high places. And that's what that devil do. You know what I'm saying? That's what he do. He afflict people. Oppress people, possess people. It's all his minions. It's a whole group of them here. But I thank God, amen, that before he came, we had no power against him. We had no way to overcome him. He could do anything he wanted, amen. And the only thing we could do is stand by and watch. But the Lord says, listen, I'm going to give you power. I'm going to give you exousia. I'm going to give you power over all the power of the adversary. Listen, it made the devil mad. They kick him out of heaven. They say, you ain't going to have no authority in heaven. And send him to earth. He said, finally, I got a place that I can control. God said, yeah, you're going to control it just for a moment because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Because I'm not only going to take possession of heaven, I'm going to take possession of earth too. The only place you're going to be able to be is in hell, and that's when it's over with. And hell is mine too, just in case you don't know. You understand what I'm saying? So the whole of the Bible is an eviction proceeding. Kicking the devil from one place to the other. Yep, you can't stay here either. You with me so far? So, okay, he down here. He running the show. Got all of mankind falling, all of mankind going to hell. But in the fullness of time, God sent his son, born under the law, made of a woman, hey God, to redeem those who were under the law. Hallelujah. Giving us his spirit that we might receive the adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Hey God, now we got authority. We sons now. We sons now. We sons now. And we can use the name. And the one that was just ruling everything, they got a group of people out there. Woo! A group of people that's been deputized. They've been deputized. They've been given authority. Now, out of all the people in the world, if you're the devil, which people you would hate the most? The ones that's deputized. The ones you can't really control. But the ones that really have authority over you. That's the ones you would hate the most. That's the ones you would persecute the most, talk about the most, make the world seem like they're crazy the most. Because if you can ostracize them and make them look like lunatics, then you can stop others from coming in with them and being deputized as well. My God! Kai, what I'm saying is that when we come to the Lord, he transforms us from regular people into superheroes. The regular people was always being beat up by that adversary. Ooh. But when we come to Jesus and we say, Lord, I need you. I can't do this without you. He say, okay, my son, now I'm going to save you, seal you with my Holy Spirit, fill you with my Holy Spirit, give you my name. And that devil that used to beat you up, he can't beat you up no more. Hallelujah. My goodness, but that devil's slick now. Because Christians don't know the power they have. They like Superman or X-Men. Got the power to make a difference, but don't know the power that lies within them. And you're letting people tear you up only because you don't know what's in you. He says, my son, if you would know, greater is he who lives inside of you than he that works within the world. I'm just, oh, God, come on, Pastor, keep going. Keep going, Pastor, keep going. The name of Jesus puts them on the run. It drives them out. Where is the devil wreaking the most havoc in your life? Think about that. When we leave church, you go home and you drive him out. You drive him out. You drive him out. I don't care if you got to literally open the door and you say, get out of here, devil. You have no right to be here. Now, flow, Pastor, flow. If you had a home and you owned the home and you pull up and somebody else living in there. Now, I'm talking about after Christ. Don't think about what you're going to do now. Some of y'all done pull a bat out of the trunk right now. Let's get back to it. Get back to it. Would you allow them to unlawfully remain? Destroying your stuff, punching holes in your walls, messing up your floor, all that stuff. Look, somebody, oh, no. In the spirit, this is what we do to the devil. Every day. We're allowing him to squat, to remain unlawfully. 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 And you got to learn, amen, to let him know. Devil, you have no right to be here. And in the person of Jesus Christ, I am commanding you to leave. Get up and leave. You got to go. The addiction can't stay. The drug can't stay. The drink can't stay. The arguments can't stay. You killing my children. You can't stay. You can't stay here. You can't. You have no authority. And I'm gonna tell you, sometimes you gotta look up farther. Don't let him remain after he's forbidden. You gotta go like Omar, go up in there. And listen, let me give you another one. Let me just flow for a second. A lot of times when you deal with transients and vagrants and people that's remaining after forbidden, the first time you tell them to leave, they gonna come back. Before we got this building, they would just sleep on the outside. They would do, you know what I'm saying? And it's not that we're trying to be mean, you know what I'm saying? But you can't stay here like that no more. You can't do that. And y'all can't do the things y'all used to do around here no more, man. This is holy ground, dog. You understand what I'm saying? Now, we give you money for a hotel and stuff like that. Go ahead and you have a place to stay. Give you a can, little can good of peaches. Take that, man. You know? But, remember? You get them on, and they say, oh, we're going to just wait till they leave. And they're going to come right back. You kick them out the house, and they come right back, sneaking the window. They're going to see, well, you know, maybe he's going to come back next month, something like that. Here's the revelation. When you kick the devil out, be ready to kick him out the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, until he gets the message that you're not playing. And then you tell him, devil, leave and don't come back. That's the real prayer war. I command you and don't come back. In the name of who? In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Get out of here and don't you come back. I'm raising up some spiritual gangsters up in here, bro. Oh, yeah, you feel? And now I'm armoring you. Oh, God. Come on now. Safety, deliverance. But there's also healing in the name of Jesus. I love this. You see what I'm saying? Now, in the same scripture in Mark 16, if we look at 17 and 18, look, he's going to say all kind of different things. Cast out devils. Speak with other tongues. Look at verse 18. Take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, once again, you don't go in the cooler and try to grab your water moccasin. Talking about, I'm a believer. This ain't for show. The Bible gave us an example of this when Paul was shipwrecked and he ended up on that island. And he's going to preach the gospel, and a snake bit him haphazardly. He wasn't trying to show everybody nothing. But God said, you my man, you my woman, you're doing my work, and every now and then, the old serpents might come and bite you, but you're in my name, and you're going to be able to do like Paul and shake them haters off, shake them devils off, shake them off in the fire. Don't mean you got to go on Larry King Live and get bit on no snake. You're going to die, swell up. That's some idiots, man. This stuff is not for show. Don't play with God like that. Don't tempt the Lord like that. You see? But look what he say. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In my name, God said. In my name, there's healing in the name of Jesus. And I believe that, saints. I believe that. And y'all going to have to start operating in that. You lay hands on somebody and you say, in the name of Jesus, in the person of Jesus, as the representative of Jesus. It's not me. It's not my power. Hey, God, I am representing him. It's like him standing here putting his hands on you. And the question you got to ask yourself is, if Jesus was laying hands on this person, would they be healed? Oh, somebody caught it. If it was Jesus laying hands on them, would they be healed? I guarantee you the people you lay hands going to start being healed. Oh, you see, because your problem is, you know Jesus can do it, you just don't think you can. And the truth of the matter, you can't. But thank God you could stand in the person, the representation of Jesus. Oh, somebody got to get this. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm begging you. Give them a revelation of it. Make us a church that do miracles in your name. Signs in your name. Wonders in your name. Put the devil on the run in your name. Do it, Father, especially as we gear up to go on campaign. Let us be filled up and have the power of the name of Jesus on our lips. In Jesus' name. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. Woo! You see, Peter believed it so much. Amen. Peter didn't even lay hands on the man. Peter just looked at the man and say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You understand what I'm saying? That's how strong the name is. There's healing in the name. Let me give you number four. Come on, we got to hurry up. Number four is anything you need. There's safety, there's deliverance, there's healing, but there's everything else you need, anything else you need. In the name of Jesus. Pastor, where you get that from? John 14:13. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's the anything else you have need of. Anything you have need of, you just say the name. Whatsoever is a catch-all phrase, you see? The name can do anything. The only caveat is this, that it bring the Father glory. And that's what it says. Hallelujah. If we look at it closely, he says, hallelujah. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do what? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. So all you got to do is make sure that some way God's going to be glorified by what you're asking. Hey, God. And he's going to do it for you on the behalf of Jesus Christ. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. Yeah. The church has forgotten the power of the name because it has forgotten the meaning of the name. Now listen, I'm going to end off with this right here. I want to talk about the right to use the name. Hallelujah. Brother B, hallelujah. Y'all all get ready right quick. Hallelujah. The right to use the name. All right. Remember, hallelujah. If you are not saved, there is no guarantee that the name of Jesus will work for you because you don't have the right to use the name. Now, of course, God can still work through anybody just like he can talk through a donkey. And so you sometimes every now and then you don't get somebody saved and they say the name of Jesus, some things work out. Remember in Matthew 7, in thy name have we cast out devils. In thy name have we done many wonderful works. And Jesus still said, depart from me, I never knew you. And sometimes it's more for the person that need the miracle that God will work through, amen, a bad instrument. Anybody hear me in him? For one of his children, you see? So every now and then you could not be saved and the name still do what it's supposed to do. But if you're not saved, you have no guarantee of the name. His children, his bride, have a guarantee for the name. They have a right to use the name. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to show you an example right quick. Amen. In Acts 19:13. It's about the sons of Sceva. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. The Bible tells us in 13, amen, that the sons of Sceva were exorcists and they would travel around. That's what it means, vagabond. And they would go in and call over people with evil spirits and they say, in the name of Jesus. Now, they didn't know Jesus. And that's why they would say, we command you, we adjure you in the name of Jesus that Paul said. You see what I'm saying? because they didn't know him for themselves. Go to the next verse. In verse 14, amen. Okay, seven sons of Sceva, amen. That's who did it. 15, glory to God. And they did it one time over a man who was oppressed by these fallen angels. But they didn't know Jesus. They didn't have a right to use it. The evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? That's why when the disciples came back and they say, Lord, even the devils are subject to us in your name. And Jesus told them, boys, rejoice not that the devils are subject to you in my name, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. You see, when your name's written in heaven, they will be subject to you. Ooh, because your name is in a place that's above. That's why the spirit can say, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know, but I look at the heavenly road, I don't see your name up there. And look what the Bible says in 16. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them. That's what that means. He broke them up. Overcame them. Prevailed against them. He beat them so bad that when he was done, they fled out of the house. Yeah, without their clothes. He beat the clothes off of them. You understand what I'm saying? He took their shoes off, everything. Pastor, what's the moral of the story? I just like the story. It's a good story. No. But the moral story is this. Be careful using the name if you don't have a right to use the name. Because sometimes you use the name and nothing's going to happen. Or you use the name and your situation get worse. Because you don't have a right to use the name. Pastor, how do I get a right to use the name? You get a right to use the name by getting saved, y'all. By admitting that you're a sinner. By believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. By believing that he was buried and on the third day he rose again. By accepting him as your Savior and opening your mouth and saying, Lord, you're my Lord and my Savior. Out of my mouth, out of my mouth. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. This morning we're going to open up the altar for a few reasons. Number one, those that's not saved in here and the devil running over you and running over your life and you have nowhere of stopping him. I want to deputize you this morning. I want to give you the authority, the exousia, to use the name of Jesus. To use the name of Jesus. It ain't been working because you don't have authority. You're going to come and you're going to say, Lord, save me a sinner. And the Bible says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But there's a second group. Some Christians up in here. Christians who are being afflicted. You ain't possessed. A Christian can't be possessed. But you can be oppressed. And you can be harassed. And you can be bound by something that you've already been set free from. And so I'm going to call upon Christians to come to this altar. And we're going to speak the name of Jesus over you. And we're going to speak the name of Jesus over one another. And we're going to believe that there's power in the name of Jesus. And when we speak the name of Jesus over us, amen. Yeah, you got filled last weekend. You're going to be filled again this weekend. But you're going to be set free this weekend as well. Because of the power. In whatever area in your life the devil been cutting up. Christian, listen. We're going to come to this altar. And we're going to release the power of the name of Jesus. Brother Brian, Miss Chancey, if y'all can come on up even now. Hallelujah. Even now. We can't wait no longer. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. There are some people that's going to need to be baptized. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't need the altar, you can start going and get changed now. Woo, our time running short. I'm alone. Hallelujah. But if you need this altar, hallelujah, you can come get a taste of it. And then before we all dismiss, you can run out and go get changed up. But the power of the name is going to be here. It's going to be here. It's going to be here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's everybody. You're going to need this microphone, hubby. That means I'm going to have to be quiet. Hallelujah. Well, listen, let me say this, and I'm going to be it. No, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. When the music starts, the altar is open. Come get a taste of the power. Come get a taste of the power.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say there's power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
So much power.
There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up.
Oh, yeah.
There's an army rising up.
There is an army.
There's an army rising up.
To break every chain.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Yeah. I hear the chain falling. I hear the chain falling.
Ooh.
I hear the chain falling. I hear the chain falling.
All of your marriages, the chains have been broken.
I hear the chain falling.
Come on, lift your voice and declare, the chains have been broken.
I hear the chain falling. Oh, I hear the chain falling.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grab hands with somebody on the side of you. Touch and agree. Put your hand on somebody. Amen. Just put your hand on somebody. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, we come, God, and we adjourn, God, this holy proceeding, Lord God. We ask that you oversee it. Watch over it now, O King of Kings. And let no devil invade or interrupt, Lord God, what we are doing here on earth. Put around us a holy quarantine, a wall of fire, holy angels that done kicked the devil out before. Send down your Ruah, your spirit here this morning. Let no weapon formed against us prosper. And no tongue that rise up against us be condemned. Close us in unto yourself and yourself alone. People of God, say with me now. Say, Father,
Father,
my God,
I thank you
for loving me.
I admit
I've sinned against you.
And I'm
sorry.
Lord,
please forgive me.
I believe
that you died on the cross,
that
you were buried in the grave,
and
on the third day,
you
rose
with all power
and all might.
Lord,
save me,
a sinner,
and deputize
me.
Give me
the right
to
use
your name,
that
at the name of
Jesus,
my
situation
is going to
change.
I
speak
Jesus
over
my life.
I
speak Jesus
over
my health.
I
speak Jesus
over
my mind.
I
speak Jesus
over
my family.
I
speak
Jesus
over
my
finances.
I speak
Jesus
over
my marriage.
I
speak Jesus
over
my property.
Devil,
in the name
of
Jesus,
in the person
of
Jesus,
as
a representative
of
Jesus,
I command
you
to leave
my life
alone
in
Jesus' name.
Come on,
give him glory.
Come on,
give him glory.
Come
on and give
him glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Now
put your hand on your
neighbor
right now.
Put your
hand on your
neighbor.
You've been deputized,
and I want
you to say this
over your
neighbors.
Over
your neighbors.
In
the name
of Jesus.
Be free.
In
the name of
Jesus.
Every
spirit
that's
messing with
you
has
to go
right
now.
In the
name of
Jesus.
We're not done.
And devil,
don't come back.
In the name
of Jesus.
Come
on, give him
glory.
Give him glory.
Give him glory.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
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 Just lift up your hands.
I'm going to pray on you,
Father. I
stand in agreement with
the prayers.
And you said
that there'd be power
in your name,
exousia
in your name.
And Father,
I use your
name over your
people, God.
And
ask you in
the name
of Jesus,
God,
to set
them free
from
depression,
poverty,
incarceration,
sexual
immorality,
lust,
anger, rage,
unforgiveness,
stubbornness,
rebellion,
pride,
jealousy,
envy.
God,
in the name
of
Jesus
Christ,
Yahshua
HaMashiach,
God, in
the name of Jesus.
set your people free and get that devil out of here. Somebody open that door. Somebody open that door. Open that door. Open that door. Open that door, sister. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Open that door, my brother. Open that door. Open the 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 door. Get up and leave, devil. Get up and leave. Of everything that's ours. He don't have a choice this morning. He gotta go. He gotta go. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. We got to go baptize. We got to go baptize, saints. We got to go baptize. Let me pray a blessing on you. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Be gracious to you. And may he give you peace, shalom, and prosperity. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, the freedom that was wrought in your life today be freedom you carry for now and forevermore. You ain't going to be the old person you used to be. And you will not do the old things you used to do. Amen. You got the name over you right now. And if that devil show his ugly face again, you know what name to call. What name to call? Jesus. What name to call? Jesus. What name?